Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Presidential son Hunter Biden made a surprise appearance on Capitol Hill this morning as Republicans were taking the first step toward holding him in contempt of Congress. He made quite a stir, showing up in the hearing room and later leaving after an outcry from some GOP lawmakers. James Comer is chairman of the House Oversight Committee.
Hunter Biden's willful refusal to comply with the committee's subpoenas is a criminal act. It constitutes contempt of Congress and warrants referral to the appropriate United States Attorney's Office for prosecution as prescribed by the law.
The White House has ordered a government-wide review after Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin failed to notify President Biden and top Pentagon deputies that he was hospitalized after prostate cancer surgery. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby admits that Austin should have been more forthcoming.
It is not optimal for a situation like this to go as long as it did without the commander-in-chief knowing about it.
Wild winter weather all across the country, blizzards in the northwest, high winds and heavy rain in the northeast, and the threat of tornadoes in the south.
In Florida.
So it looks like that three-frontal tornado threat is mostly over.
The Walton County Sheriff's Office says high winds and tornadoes blew off the roofs of homes. One person died and two others were critically injured after a suspected tornado struck a mobile home park in Claremont, North Carolina, north of Charlotte. A possible tornado knocked down several old brick storefronts in downtown Bamberg, South Carolina. I'm Donna Water.
Federal regulators are extending the grounding of some Boeing jets after an Alaska Airlines plane lost a side panel last week. NASDAQ up 68. More at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group, because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word faith to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word faith to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action.
This KNSQ News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. A tight housing market helped local home prices increase slightly last year, although 2023 was still the slowest year for sales in at least a decade. Las Vegas Realtors reports the median sales price for an existing single-family home in December was $449,900, up nearly 6% from the same time in 2022, but well below the all-time record of $482,000 that was hit back in May of 2022. More than 3,700 homes were on the market last month without any offer being made. That's down more than 36% from December of 2022. More than 29,000 existing homes sold last year. That's down big time from the previous year, 2022, and more than 35,000 homes changed hands. Local real estate experts say tight housing supply slowed sales during last year, but kept the home prices up. With CES 2024 officially underway, Las Vegas' convention season is looking pretty good. The city's four largest trade shows on track and local convention officials predicting more than 1.3 million business visitors will use the Las Vegas Convention Center this year. Steve Hill, the president and CEO of the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority, says the convention center is pretty much at capacity every January through May. He says conventions here in Las Vegas also benefit those shows, since research shows conventions that happen here, they enjoy 10% better attendance. And it's the beginning of the end for the former Terrible's Hotel Casino in Jean. That closed property is being torn down to make way for a new industrial park. Demolition of the property began in December. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website, 670kmzq.com, 670kmzq.com, and click on that Listen Live button.
Demopolis, Demopolis, Demopolis. Why am I saying it three times? Because, ladies and gentlemen, they are the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners three times. Yes, and it's going down for the second year in a row. I'm sure you heard about it by now, but if not, let me let you in. This year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. I'm telling you right now, if you're still thinking about who you should hire as your accident injury lawyer in Las Vegas, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Looking better on our Valley freeways. Those accidents on I-15 southbound at Washington and Flamingo are now out of the travel lanes. And still seeing the normal congestion, though, especially through the resort corridor. Both sides of I-15 from Spring Mountain to Russell Road and back. A new east side injury accident at Sandhill and Owens. Also working one near the Rio. It's on Flamingo eastbound, just past Hotel Rio. Another cold day in the valley. Afternoon highs expected to hit the low 50s under clear sunny skies. Still only 32 degrees. Do have a 40% chance of rain and snow in the Spring Mountains tonight. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce it right, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day, January 10th. Good to have you with us. We had speculated for a long time. We had surmised for a long time. And now we've got the statistical evidence to prove it. And that is that the Hispanic community is not a monolithic voting bloc, but yet it is really not unlike the rest of us in that the Hispanic people want the same things that all of us want, safe streets, good schools, etc. But now we've got numbers. In fact, a latest Fox News poll indicates that Hispanics are walking away from Joe Biden and the Democrat Party. Joining us now is Monet Bax, the strategic director for the Libre Initiative, and joins us. Monet, thanks so much for being a part of the show. Really appreciate it.
Hey, Kevin, how are you? Thanks so much for having me on.
I am so excited to have you on. I know for a long time we had speculated and we had thought, well, maybe this is happening. Now we're starting to see multiple polls that are showing that Hispanics are walking away. In fact, they're not just walking away, they're running away from the Democrat Party. Does that track with the polling that you've seen?
Absolutely. Yeah, right now, Biden is trailing by at least 5%. His approval rating is dropping every single day. And I just want to draw your attention to a couple reasons why. I mean, I know that we're all feeling it, but especially Hispanic families and small business owners are feeling it at the grocery stores. We're feeling it in our businesses. We're feeling it from every angle. And then on top of that, your point about schools and safety, all of these things matter. We're also a more traditional community, right? And all of these things that are really important to us are under attack from the current administration. And so I think we're just at the point where we're fed up. We're also just fed up with the party politics, and so we're looking for something different.
I know at one point, and this goes back maybe 10 years, the Hispanic community was somewhat monolithic. They were dealing with issues like illegal immigration, and that was essentially how they voted. What is different today in the year 2024?
Sure. Well, I think even on the immigration topic, we all want safety, right? I think most of us believe that we need a secure border. But at the same time, our immigration system is broken. You know, when my family came to this country, the immigration system looked a lot different. It was a lot easier to come, but it was a lot safer when we got here. And so, again, I think that we were kind of sold a bag of goods for a long time. Because our immigration system is broken, I think the left for a long time won that messaging war. But there is a shift there, right? As you mentioned, as I'm talking about, safety is super important to us, you know, border security, but at the same time, immigration reform. And we're starting to see that the conservative message is resonating on every level with Hispanics now.
Alejandro Mayorkas, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, at the border this week. And a lot of folks want him impeached, say that he lied relative to our border being secure and being safe. What do you make when you see all that drone footage from Fox and the huge amounts of people, 300,000 in a month? What do you think when you see those pictures, those videos?
Well, my mind just goes back to immigration. Just being a political football, and it makes me really sad that we're at this point. There's so many really good families that don't have the opportunity to come here and live out their American dream. And at the same time, you know, people who are already here, they want safety. But again, this is the fault of both parties, but especially the left right now with their narrative and their rhetoric. And so I can see why people are so fed up. And it's time that we make a change. It's time for our representatives to stand up and do the things that they say that they've been going to do for, you know, the last 10 years at least. Because these people that are crossing the border, but also the American people in this country, we deserve better.
What do we need to do about legal immigration? I think all of us on both sides of the issue agree that it's broken. I mean, it clearly is broken. It should not take you 7 or 10 years to be able to move to this country. There's got to be a way of fixing that. What would you do if I made you the czar of immigration? What would you do to change our broken legal system?
Yeah, well, I'm not the president, but I guess if I was, I would make sure that we had more immigration reform. We need easier pathways for people to get here so that they have the opportunity to go about doing things the right way. But at the same time, you know, we have to secure our border. If we don't have a secure border, we're not going to be safe. And it's also not fair to the individuals that are trying to come here that have to take such extreme measures. They're putting their life on the line coming to this country, right? But if there were more opportunities, whether, you know, it's with visas or programs, there's just so many regulations just in the small business sector, right? When government gets involved in something, it starts to fail. And that's exactly what we have here. We have a ton of government in this system, and it's failing the immigrants, and it's certainly failing the American people.
Monet Bax joining us, Strategic Director for the Libre Initiative. I went down to our southern border down in McAllen, Texas, about 6 months ago, and I had people down there, small business people, Border Patrol, who told me they want to see current law enforced. We don't need necessarily new legislation. What we need is new policy. Your thoughts on what we need, and is it a matter of we need new laws, or do we just need to enforce what we've got on the books?
I think it's both. I think that this is a really deep conversation. There's you know, some good policies that Congress is working on and trying to continue to enforce to help the immigration, you know, reform side of things. But there's plenty of laws that are currently on our books that absolutely need to be enforced in order to keep our border secure. And so I'm in total agreement with, okay, well, let's enforce what we currently have. But if we need to take a look at something regarding immigration reform so that immigrants can come here, do things the quote unquote right way, I'm all for both of those. I think we just need to take a step back and look at the situation. But again, to your point, it's from border security, it has to do a lot with enforcement.
I'm curious what the Libre Initiative's role is going to be in this November 2024 presidential election campaign. What is it you can do? Can you endorse candidates? Can you raise money? Can you cut a check to candidates? What is it you can and can't do?
No, absolutely not. So we are a C4 organization. So right now the plan is to not get involved in the election, but, you know, we are encouraging candidates to really take a look at how important our voting demographic is. Hispanics will, you know, be the change makers and the difference in this upcoming election, and I think elections going forward. So if candidates are not paying attention to us and the issues that are important to us, they are going to lose. It's just the fact of the matter. And I want to go back to the economy. The economy is probably one of the biggest things that drives our community. And so if they're not really paying attention to what's going to drive the economy, stop putting barriers up, stop with the over-regulating, they're not going to do well. And so our role in that is just making sure that that message is communicated.
Monet, I know you're not going to be a part of tonight's Republican debate. You probably would love to be there. But I'm curious, if I could get you a seat on the panel, is there a question that you would like Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis to address? Maybe an issue about immigration?
Well, I actually want to go back to the economy on this, just to draw your attention to Biden's Department of Labor just approved the issue about forcing businesses to have more W-2s rather than 1099s. This is just another example of big government over-regulating. Hispanic small businesses are going to really be in a tough position because of this. So my question to them would be, you know, what do you think about this issue? What would you do instead? Again, we need from, especially, you know, being a Hispanic, we really need to hear from the Republican side what their stance is on small business and on the economy, because again, that is really the driving force in my community. Yes, immigration reform is important. Yes, school choice is really important. Education, family, faith, all of that is really important. But I'm telling you, where we're really feeling it is in the economy and the barriers that the government is putting up.
Monet, in our final couple of minutes, what is the Libre Initiative, and what is it you can do in the Hispanic community? Can you talk a little bit about the mission of the Libre Initiative?
Absolutely. Well, we just believe that government kind of gets in the way of everything, right? And we want more opportunity for individuals. We want them to have their American dream. And so we do that by connecting with the community and fighting for policies that promote that mindset. And so if you want to get involved, I would really encourage you going to our website, thelibreinitiative.com, to learn more about our priority initiatives and really how you can just kind of get involved in our community and fight for that American dream that we're all working towards.
Monet, thank you so much for fighting the good fight for our Hispanic friends and neighbors. Really appreciate it. We'll talk again soon. I hope it's going to be sooner rather than later.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Kevin. Have a great one.
Monet Bax, the strategic director for the Libre Initiative. Right now, the House Oversight Committee, I want to take you there live because... believe it or not, who is speaking? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And this is one of those deals where the squad, as they're called, trying to disrupt the House Oversight Committee hearing. Here it is.
Do it today. Let him do it tomorrow. But let the man do it. And with that, I yield back to the ranking member.
Thank you, Ms. Ocasio-Cortez. I think you went right to the heart of the issue here. You know, if this ended up going to court, Mr. Chairman, and I hope it doesn't, I really hope that this committee will act in a way to negotiate and achieve a compromise with the witness. But if it goes to the court, it's going to present a novel question. What happens when a committee represented by its distinguished chairman goes out in public and repeatedly invites and challenges a witness to come before the committee, and then that witness gives the answer, yes, I will come in. At that point, the committee pulls a bait and switch and says, well, we actually don't want you to come before the full committee as was offered repeatedly in public by the chairman, but instead, we'd like you to come to a back room and do it there in a closed deposition. Now, undoubtedly, if that had been the original offer, the committee would stand in a very good place, the way we did with Mr. Biggs and Mr. Perry and Mr. Jordan, because they were told to come in, they were subpoenaed, and they blew off the subpoenas of the committee, which is why I don't think anybody should be voting on that side other than Ms. Mace, because Ms. Mace is the one who took the position that the rule of law means something. And I take the position if we give somebody a subpoena, they should come in. But there's a very sticky problem now. What happens when we give them one offer A and then switch it over to offer B? That's why I hope you will work it out, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for yielding.
That's Jamie Raskin, a member of the House Oversight Committee, a Democrat. Stick around. More to do. We'll try and take you back to the committee, the House Oversight and Accountability Committee at the Rayburn Office Building. Hunter Biden, the contempt of Congress resolution is being debated even as we speak. We'll get to that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical, liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO, 702-901-6666.
Do you have a toothache? Don't worry. Happy Smiles Dental Group has appointments available on the same day. Call 702-476-6767. They are open Monday through Saturday. They take most insurances, including Medicaid. They also have a denture lab on site where you can have your denture repaired on the same day. Other services include braces, implants, crowns, veneers, and more. Call 702-476-6767, located at 2585 South Jones Boulevard, corner of Sahara and Jones.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm not the man they think I am at home.
Let's take you back live to the House Oversight Committee in our nation's capital. They are debating the contempt of Congress of Hunter Biden. This is Lisa McClain, a Republican, who is speaking right now, challenging this. And she is, by the way, a Republican. Here we go.
Inquiry, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
The gentlelady makes an excellent point about the three-day notice requirement for subpoenas. I don't think that's ever been complied with in this committee. Will you commit to...
That's not my issue. I'm just reading the laws.
No, it's my time, Mrs. McClain. Thank you so much. Would you commit to honor the three-day notice requirement that Mrs. McClain properly invoked?
I'll
say this to answer the ranking member's question, then I'll recognize Ms. Tanbury. We have complied with the...
We might have a dispute about... But you will continue this going forward.
Will you comply?
We have followed the rules.
We don't have the chair, Mrs. McClain, and you don't have the time.
We have followed the rules. Chair now recognizes Ms. Tanbury.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, it's always a wild and interesting adventure here in the Oversight Committee, and this morning certainly doesn't disappoint. I want to talk for a few moments about the resolution that's been proposed in the ANS here, because that's what we're here to debate this morning. And really the content of that, including the assertions about the investigation that led...
By the way, Melanie Stansberry, a Democrat from New Mexico's 1st Congressional District, is... debating even as we speak.
To comply with them, including members of this committee, not to mention a chairman, who was subpoenaed during the last Congress and refused to respond. So if we're going to apply these laws, then they must apply equally, I would think, to even members of this committee, and certainly to the front runner in the GOP's presidential election, which I'll get to in a moment. But let's talk a little bit about this ANS and about the background and correct the record a little bit. First of all, I want to talk about the evidence that was presented to this committee as part of this investigation. More than 62,000 pages of records from the National Archives on top of 20,000.
Melanie Stansberry from New Mexico on the House Oversight Committee. She is a Democrat. Stay where you are. Lots more to do. Coming up, the latest jobs report. The administration said it was great. Well, there's another side of the story. We'll get to that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The
Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
UNLV men's basketball won its first Mountain West game last night. Despite being shorthanded, the Runnin' Rebels beat New Mexico 83-73 at the Thomas and Mack Center. The Lady Rebels are having another great season. They're 12-1 and play San Jose State at Cox Pavilion tonight. League officials arrive this week to prepare for the Super Bowl at Allegiant Stadium. NFL staff, contractors, and vendors will be taking over the $2 billion facility for the next month. Al Davis Way and Allegiant Stadium Way were closed on Monday. Partial closures for Dean Martin Drive,